Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are going to discuss the anniversary of the end of the Bretton Woods Agreement and how that has led to the credit-based economy that we have today and to many of the problems that we now face. Today, we will look for answers to the problems that we face today. Bretton Woods was the agreement made after World War II by the Allied powers in which it was decided that the United States dollar would be the world's reserve currency, meaning that international trade would be conducted in dollars. That agreement held up, at least partially, until August 15, 1971, so we just passed the 43rd anniversary of the end of the Bretton Woods Agreement. That is when President Nixon announced to the world that the U.S. would no longer honor the agreement to allow redemption of dollars for gold. So the dollar was no longer, quote, good as gold. The dollar was pegged to a $35 per ounce gold standard, you see. The end of the gold standard gave us the dollar standard, meaning dollars could be redeemed for, well, dollars. Since August 15, 1971, the United States has been on a collision course with the end of its reserve currency status. What does reserve currency status mean for the United States? First of all, Bretton Woods was in 1944 when 44 nations met in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. What they agreed to do was form a new monetary system that would stabilize the world's economies with an international currency, the U.S. dollar. The whole plan was based on nations agreeing to an international gold standard with gold pegged at $35 per ounce. When the United States in 1971 recognized that gold at that time had a higher intrinsic value than dollars, and the world held many more dollars than the U.S. could cover at $35 per ounce, the U.S. defaulted and refused any more gold redemption. Knowing that the U.S. had its Vietnam War debts and its War on Poverty debts to fund, and after the U.S. refused his redemption of dollars in gold, French President Charles de Gaulle remarked, quote, an honest man pays his debts with his own money. Now let's go back to what reserve currency status means for the U.S. It means that without the gold standard as a preventative, the U.S. can print as much money as it wants, and it can borrow as much money as it wants, and it can spend as much money as it wants. Human nature being what it is, anyone can see that situation is going to be abused. Printing money to pay for borrowed money is called monetizing the debt, and creditor nations grow tired of it very quickly because the more dollars there are in circulation, the less the dollars are worth. So the debts owed to these creditor nations are being involuntarily discounted by inflation as the U.S. prints more and more money. The one thing unrestrained reserve currency does is it leads to excess in spending that can't be paid back, thereby devaluing all the currency. It also leads to war as presidents seek to control and dominate, as is their natural instinct. And they never have to answer the question, how will I pay for all this? In this way, the defense budget can grow bigger than all other nations' defense budgets combined. The defense security complex can grow bigger, richer, and more powerful by the day. The richer it gets, the more congressmen and senators it can buy. That is why, if you are a stock market investor, you might want to consider looking at the biggest defense companies. Defense companies aren't the only ones, of course. The banking industry, which creates money on its computers, can buy as many congressmen and senators as it wants. And when banking excess brings the entire world's financial system to the edge of collapse, the banking system is deemed too big to fail. Taxpayers bail them out. No one goes to jail, of course, because they are too big to jail as well. In fact, they go on to become Secretary of the Treasury. On and on it goes as the system teeters on the edge of $18 trillion in debt and possibly hundreds of trillions of dollars in unfunded liabilities. People can see the end, and the end has its inevitable results. Foreign nations conspire to get out of the dollar's clutches. Wars are fought to keep people in the dollar system. Wars are fought on drugs to keep drugs out of the country and sometimes to bring drugs in. Wars create corrupt money, tons of it. And corrupt money corrupts the things that it touches. The wars generate many tons of surplus weapons and military equipment, which finds its way to the nation's police forces. Thus, we see our police forces walking around in combat camouflage in an urban environment, dressed like soldiers. In yesterday's Memphis Commercial Appeal, there was an article about how Bartlett, a small suburb of Memphis, got 113 assault rifles. This is all to get ready for something, folks. What's coming when the dollar system breaks down, as it is inevitably going to? Ferguson, Missouri, I predict. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.